WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Kansas City, authorities announced two more arrests following the Chiefs rally deadly shooting. Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker says suspects Dominic Miller and Lyndall Mays face murder and weapons charges for the death of radio DJ Lisa Lopez Galvin after an argument escalated.
That's just two individuals. And I think as we all stand here, this investigation is still very, very active and ongoing.
Nicholas Jordan, a college student in Colorado, making his first court appearance in connection with the murders of two people in a dorm last week. His bond was increased to $5 million. The motive still unknown. What's in your wallet if it's Capital One and Discover? A merger is in the works. Capital One moving to buy Discover Financial for $35 billion. Federal regulators, though, still need to approve it. Beyonce breaking new ground. Becoming the first black woman to soar to number one on Billboard's Hot Country Songs for her single, Texas Hold'em. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Middleton Police Department has now confirmed that two of the individuals that were found dead in an apartment on Sunday were children. In an update, the Middleton Police Department stated that two children were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. At the time of the update, the ages and names of the students were not released out of respect for the family. A Sauk County man has died following a head-on crash with a semi. The crash happened Monday morning when the man's SUV crossed over the center of the highway, hitting the semi head-on. Those vehicles collided near Wilton Rod and Gun Club on the highway near the town of Wilton. The man driving the SUV was found dead at the scene. The semi driver was injured. The crash shut down Highway 71 for over 5 hours. The crash remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a low in the low 30s with a partly cloudy sky. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high to the mid-50s. And around 50 degrees with some early clouds Thursday, then sun for the afternoon. Cooling to the upper 30s, but mostly sunny for Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 55 right now.
99.7
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hey, hell, I pay the price.
I just want to get out and enjoy this sun. What a beautiful day today. I hope it's been a great start to your work week. My name is Aaron. 50-Minute Music Hour continues right now with Whitney Houston on Max FM. Yeah.
Max FM. barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs, ease the seat back.
'90s and more, 99.7 Max FM. Do I dare say that this is a must-win game tonight for the Badger men's basketball team? It's been a little bit of a rough patch. A couple of weeks ago, ranked sixth in the country, now out of the top 25 completely. Badgers taking on Maryland tonight at the Kohl Center at 8 o'clock. And more sports updates on the way. Right after Bon Jovi, 99.7 Max FM.
FM Sports. The basketball Badgers have dropped five of their last six, host Maryland in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports.
You got to keep moving forward. You can't let what's happened in the past, good or bad, hold you in that position. Because you got to, we've seen, this is a long season. We got a lot of basketball left. Let's get ready for Maryland and take it one day at a time and one game at a time.
Greg Guard's Badgers tip at 8 p.m. tonight on Peacock. Golf Digest ranked the best states for public golf and gave Wisconsin the number one ranking. Badger State has 10 of the country's top 100 courses. And NFL teams can begin using the franchise tag as that window opens later today. Teams allowed to tag one player scheduled to become an unrestricted free agent, which would allow them to play under a one-year deal with a value based on the average of the top five salaries at that player's position. The Packers, however, not expected to use the tag on any of its players. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you want someone, you can do it. 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Your home of Maddie in the morning and all of your favorite music all day long. Streaming wherever you happen to be with the free Civic Media app. If you don't already have our app, download it and take Max FM with you. Play your favorite songs. Get caught up on what's going on in the area anytime in the palm of your hand with the free Civic Media app.
Really good mix of music.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7.
Best rock, man.
Max FM.
Some of them want to get used by you.
Jewel going to be broadcasting his 100th performance for Madison Square Garden on network television. It's going to be on CBS April 14th. That 100th performance at Madison Square Garden is coming up March 28th. And he has that new song that he performed at the Grammys. So lots to come from Billy Joel. And we'll check your forecast next right here. 99.7 Max FM.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. The North Freedom Fire Department will have their smelt and chicken feed. That's coming up on a Saturday, February 24th from 4 until 6 p.m. It's all you can eat smelt and chicken. There's carryouts available as well. All the proceeds will go towards the fire and EMS equipment. It's $15 for adults in advance, $18 at the door, and kids 12 and under will eat for $7. Again, it's the annual all-you-can-eat smelt and chicken feed from the North Freedom Fire Department, Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. And also on Saturday, it's the coldest night of the year charity walk. This 2K or 5K walk is to benefit the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. It's on Saturday, February 24th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. You can get all the details and donate to this first annual fundraiser by checking out baraboo-shelter.org. And on Sunday, Thunderbird Youth Hockey will be hosting the final open skate of the season, 5 until 8 p.m. at Pierce Park. $3 entry fee, skate rental for $4. Go to ThunderbirdYouthHockey.com for more details.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Reedsburg FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a low in the low 30s with a partly cloudy sky. Mostly sunny and even warmer tomorrow, high to the mid-50s. And around 50 degrees with some early clouds Thursday, then sun for the afternoon. Cooling to the upper 30s, but mostly sunny for Friday. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 54 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I see a love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you begin to understand. Everything about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the thing.
and that's all.